The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 18, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 7th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Translation. One who sees inaction in action, and action in inaction, is intelligent among men, and he is in the transcendental position, although engaged in all sorts of activities.
Karmani akarma ja pashyet, akarmani cha karma ja, sa buddhiman manusyeshu, sa yukta krishna karma ki. The subject matter it's very easy and difficult talk. The example is given just like a boy flying kite and with that, what is called, reel. He's doing like that. But in one way, the kite is coming down, and in the other way, the kite is going up. And one who is seeing from outside, he sees only the boy is moving the reel. That's all. Similarly, unless one is very intelligent, he cannot understand what is karma and akarma. That is the whole subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna was thinking that I am going to commit some sinful activities by killing my kinsmen, the other side, my brothers, my nephews, my master, my grandfather, my so many relatives. So he was seeing sinful activity in that fight. So long there is deliberation of sinful and pious activities, that is called karma. Karma has got two results. Either suffering or enjoying. Of course, in this material world, there is no enjoyment. But with the hope of enjoyment, we agree to suffer. And that is called enjoyment. It is like a businessman is working very hard, whole day and night, and he gets some profit, say lakhs and 2 lakhs. He thinks that he is very happy. He is enjoying. But actually he is working very hard. But because he has no knowledge, he is thinking that I am profiting, I am making profit, this is my happiness. But in the shastras, those who are working so hard simply for some sense gratification, especially in Western countries we have seen, this is very factual. Even very old man is working very hard, very big business magnate, very big politician, working very hard. And at night he goes to the nightclub, pays $50 for entrance fee, and then he spends for wine and women lots of money. So this is his happiness. Even old man, 8 years old, he is also going to the club. Because in the material world, the happiness means wine and home. That's all. Janamaithunadigrihamedi sukham mitucham kanyane natarayu ribadukha dukham. Prahlad Maharaj said, then the grihamedi attached to this material life, grihamedi. Griha means compact in a room. So, I am the living entity, spirit soul. I am compact within this body, encased. Or, I am encased within this universe. This is also compact. So, one who is attached to this compact position, packed up in the body or within this universe, they are called grihamedi. Apasyatam atmatattam griheshu grihamedinam. They cannot see what is atmatattva, self-realization. Apasyatam atmatattam griheshu grihamedinam. So, we are working very hard to become very happy, but that is not possible. That is not possible. We are making deliberation. This is pious activities. This is impious. That is also good. Doing things blindly, that is another thing. But if one has this deliberation, this is sinful activity and this is pious activity, this is better than that. But there is another position which is beyond the sinful activity and pious activity, that is called akarma. Akarma. Akarma means there is no result, either sinful or pious. That is called akarma. And karma means there is result, either pious result or impious result. That is called karma. So, we have already discussed in the second chapter that Krishna says that how karma should be done in summarizing. Jagyate karma annatra lukayam karma bandhana. If you work for yajna, yajna means to satisfy the Lord, that is yajna. Yajna, the human society is required to perform yajna. That is described in the second chapter. Yajnyarthe karma annatra lokayam karma bandhanam. Yajnyasishtasinasantamuchyante sarvakinsoi bhunyante te abham papam jepachyanti atmakaranat. Therefore, our life should be trained up, educated in such a way that all the activities should be conducted for yajna. Yajna means to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. Yajnyarthe, for His satisfaction. This is Vedic civilization. There are Vedic civilization, the whole Vedic civilization, aim is to satisfy the Supreme. That is Vedic civilization. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, the division is there. But the whole aim is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. But at the present moment, we are so educated, we do not know what is the meaning of Supreme Personality. This is our position. We do not know even the meaning. We do not know what is Vishnu and how to satisfy Him. What is the meaning of yajna? All forgotten. That is not Vedic civilization. Vedic civilization begins by performing yajna for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. That is prescribed in the Varnasrama. We are recognized outside the world as Hindus. The Hindu word is a foreign word. Actually, India's position, or Bharatiya Kristi, Bharatiya civilization, is Varnasram Dharma. This question was put by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was talking with Sri Ravananda Raya. This Ravananda Raya was governor of Madras under the regime of Maharaj Pratapudra of Orissa. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi. Ravananda Raya belonged to the second class. He was not a Brahmin. In Orissa, the Karan, they are accepted as Shudras. So he belonged to that community, Karan community. But he was so learned in spiritual education that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to talk with him about spiritual advancement of life. So, the first question was that what is the method of progress in human life? Sadhya sadhan. So Ramananda Raya gave him the information. Varnasrama charvata purusena parappuman Vishnu aradhate pungsa nanna tattosa karanam. Because human life is meant for understanding a position of Vishnu and his position. What is the relationship with Vishnu and how to achieve the highest success of life? Sambandha avidhya prega. These things are there, the whole subject matter of Vedas, and these three things. What is our relationship with God? First of all, we must know what is God. Then we must know what is our relationship with God. And if we act according to that relationship, then our aim of life is fulfilled. Sambandha avidhya prayoga. Sambandha means relationship. And avidhya means the activities. And prayoga means the ultimate goal of life. So, the ultimate goal of life is to understand Vishnu, nate vidu. Not nowadays, even informally, there were persons, they did not know what is the goal of life, because it is the material world. In the material world, the sense gratification program is very prominent. But we do not know that by the program, karma, or sense gratification, we become entangled. Therefore, that sense gratification process is regulated. In the Vedas, that is regulated. Just like our sense gratification program, it's loke babaya amisham madhaseva. These are the very prominent program for sense gratification. What is that? Babaya. Babaya means sex life. Amisha. Amisha means eating fish and meat. Amisha. And madhaseva, intoxication. This is the general tendency of anyone who is in the material world. And in the Western world it is very prominent. In our country it was not prominent, but now the program is make it prominent. Eat more meat, drink wine, and work very hard. This is the program going on. The leaders are recommending. Actually, there is tendency already. Kamisham of the seva, Bhavayami Samadha Seva, and if we encourage them more, then they become entangled more and more. The Madhusangita says, Pravittiresham Bhutanam Nidvittestu Mahaphalam. That is general tendency, but it has to be minimized, because in the spiritual position there is no such thing. Even ordinary students who are trying to make progress in spiritual life, they are not interested in Amisha Madhya Seva. They are not interested. This is practical. Even these European American boys, they were accustomed to Bhavaya Amisha Madhya Seva, keeping boyfriend, girlfriend, and drinking, and intoxication, and gambling, and meat eating, everything. They are accustomed from the childhood, but they are given up. Pravittiresham Bhutana Nidvittestu Mahaphala. There is general tendency. The Vedic civilization tries to control. You have got tendency for sex life, make it regulated by marriage ceremony. This is Vedic civilization. Not that like cats and dogs you meet together and have sex life. No. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Dharma viruddha kama, which is not against religious principle. That kind of sex life, Krishna says, I am that sex life. So, nothing is denied. Nothing is denied. But everything should be regulated. That is human form, not life. And that regulative principle begins from the varnasam dharma. Four kinds of varnas and four kinds of asana. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, these are varnas, chatur varnam maya system. This program is chalked out by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We cannot neglect it. Then a karma will topsy-turvy. Therefore here it is said, karmani akarma japa set. If we regulate this system, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, then although they are engaged as a Shudra or as a Brahmana or as a Kshatriya or as a Vaishya, still they are not becoming entangled in such karma. That is called karmani or karma. Karmani means there must be result. But you have to make it akarma, no result. No result. And that is bhakti yoga. This is confirmed in the Brahma Sangita. Jastindra gopa matavendra mahosa karma bandhana rupa phalabhadana matavati. Karmani niddhati kintucha bhakti bhajam. Govindamadi purusam tamang bhaja. A very vivid example is Arjuna. Arjuna acted as a kshatriya, but he was not entangled in the result of activities by a kshatriya, because he was doing everything under the instruction of Krishna. This is called akarma. If you act the same thing, you may be a brahmana, you may be a kshatriya, you may be a shudra, it doesn't matter. If you act according to the order of Krishna, by the order of Krishna, then your karma will not entangle, because or you are doing according to the order of Krishna, therefore you are performing yajna. By your occupational duties, you are performing yajna. Because yajna means to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Varnasama, this varnasama program is there to satisfy the Supreme according to one's quality and karma. That is called varnasama. So, ultimate goal is to satisfy the Supreme. That they do not know. This is stated by Prahlad Maharaj Nate vidu sattva gatim hi Vishnu. Everyone is self-interested. But they do not know what is self-interest. Nate vidu sattva gatim. Everyone must be self-interested. That is natural. But they do not know what is self-interest. The self-interest is to approach Vishnu or Krishna and satisfy. That is self-interest. Nate vidu sattva gatim hi Vishnu. Durasaya. Durasa means by hoping something which is impossible to fulfill. Durasaya ji bahiratthamani. The modern civilization, they are trying to adjust things by material activities. It's like the greatest example is the United Nations. The United Nations is trying to adjust things, the whole worldly affairs, by a United Nations organization, UNO. But they could not do anything, because they do not know that how the nations should be united. Nate vidu, sattva gatim hi Vishnu. They do not. All their activities are without God. Without God consciousness. Therefore they have failed. Everyone will fail because they do not know what is the aim of life. That is a mistake. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to teach people that the ultimate goal of life is to satisfy Krishna. Either you Krishna or God. If Krishna is the most explicit explanation of God. If God can have any name, the Krishna name is the most perfect name. Because Krishna means all attract. I have explained many times. Unless God is all attractive, how he can be God? If God is attractive for a certain limited person or limited area, then he is not God. Then he'll say, our God, your God, his God, that God. But if Krishna is all attractive, that is real God. And that is Krishna. That is being proved. Now Krishna is all attractive, all over the world. Otherwise, how in America, in Russia, in China, in Europe, all countries. Recently I've got several literatures printed in Swedish language. We are printing Krishna literature almost in all languages of Europe. In English language, in Spanish language, in French language, in Swedish language, in Dutch language, German language, and then Italian language, we are publishing. And it is being sold like hotcakes, anything. Because this idea, the Krishna consciousness idea, is very, very new to them. Krishna, God can be talked to it personally. One can go to God personally. These ideas are unknown in the Western countries. But that is possible, that's a fact. We can understand from Vedic literature. But they do not know. Nate vidu sattva gatim hi Vishnu, durasayadi bahirattamarina, andhagatham dhivupaniyamana, stepisa tantra urudamni baddha. The blind rascal leaders, they do not know. And they are becoming leaders. So what kind of leader? Andhagatham dhivupaniyamana. One blind man is leading several other blind men. So what will be the result? The result must be disaster. That is being done. Therefore, the program is, as it is stated, karmani akarmaja apashet, akarmani cha karmaja. This is intelligence. How we have to work, but without reaping any good or bad result. That means working for Krishna. That is called akarma. I have already explained. In this way, sabuddhiman manushyesu. If you work for Krishna as the vivid example is Krishna, Arjuna. He is working for Krishna. So you can do also. Simply by fighting. Arjuna was not chanting Hare Krishna. Because in the Kali Yuga, because there is no such division, everyone is Shudra or less than Shudra. Under the circumstances, the only remedy is to chant this Hare Krishna mantra. This is a yajna. This is also yajna. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yajnai sankirtanai prayai jajantihi sumedhas. Everything is there in the Shastra. Therefore, we have to follow the Shastra. At the present moment, Krishna Vannam Tisha Krishnam Sangapangasta Parsadam Yajnai sankirtanai prayai. This is the recommendation for this age. How to worship God. This is the method. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna. Tisha by complexion or Krishna. Yellow is color. Akrishna. How it is? Akrishna means yellow. That's a big explanation. This is indicating to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Varnam. Krishnam Varnayati. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Here is the picture. So we are trying to follow. That was it. Krishna Varnayati. This is the statement of Shastra. So, whom we shall worship in this age of Kali? Because according to different ages, there are different prescriptions. So, because this Kali Yuga is very, very fallen, everyone is a Shudra. There is no Brahman, no Kshatriya, no Vaishya. Therefore, the one prescription is given there. That Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo, Nasti Iva, Nasti Iva, Nasti. It is very difficult to bring one to the Brahminical culture, to the Kshatriya culture, to the Vaishya culture, because everything is finished. And it will be finished more and more. Therefore, the only saving platform is this Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. Then everyone will say. Therefore, we are pushing on this movement. Chant Hare Krishna mantra. Anywhere. And it has become practical. Even in Africa, in the village, where they have got so big, big earrings, they are also chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They are also chanting. Therefore, the African government is a little afraid of this movement. Yeah. Anyway, that's a big story. So anywhere, we don't find any difficulty. Either you go in the interior of Africa or Europe, America, we have gone into, we are sending our buses and devotees with books in the village, in the interior village, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted it. Prithivite ase jato nagaradigra. Sarvatra pracharayam. You are trying your bit. Send devotees. And they are helping. These European American boys, they are helping me very much. Even the girls, they are also helping. So, it is a very good opportunity. So, to push this movement, and we are trying our best. So, by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, and by engaging yourself in the devotion and service, although it looks like karma, just like people say, these people are also collecting money, they are going to sell books, and they are also eating, simply because they are dancing and chanting Hare Krishna, they have become so great. Yes, this is the process. Actually, they have become great. Although it looks like similar activities, that they are also using motor car, they are also using microphone and typewriter and dictaphone and aeroplane and so everything is using. So how they have become so great or so advanced? This is the intelligence. Here it is said, "Ja karmani akarmaja pasyet." Although they are acting just like ordinary human beings, they are using everything. They are also fighting for the land, for Krishna. And everything looks like that. but akarmani. That is akarma. They are not producing any result, because it is being done for Krishna. This is the secret. Thank you very much.